We are back on the game. John, Tyler, and Mitch all with you here. Cole Manbeck is coming on at 5:10 to talk K-State hoops. In what's a do-or-die week for K-State basketball, you can tweet us your questions or comments to the game, KMAN. Also, in hour two, we have, I should have mentioned this off the top of the show, we've got a really cool giveaway. We're going to be signing people up throughout the week for a chance at 4 passes to Royals Fan Fest next week, a hotel room taken care of for you, and $100 in Jack Stack barbecue. So in the second hour, we'll register somebody, so be listening at some point there in the show. And then into the week, we'll pick a name out of everybody who gets registered Monday through Thursday, and somebody will get what I think is a very sweet deal there. When that was presented to me this morning, I wanted it for myself. I mean, even if you don't care that much about the Fan Fest, it's a hotel and $100 worth of awesome barbecue. Like, what's not to like there?
Oh, yeah. I was really bummed that I couldn't go to Fan Fest last year because of a scheduling conflict, but they really do a good job, and they do not take that lightly. They get all the stars out there. I believe they waited until Fan Fest to announce the Alex Gordon deal last year, and then they had him there for the fans to meet and greet with. So pretty cool stuff going on in KC during the winter months.
Now, I'm giving you a chance. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just thought it was funny you used the words scheduling conflict.
That means that I am here.
You need to talk to your publicist and make sure you can make it to FanFest this year.
That means that I am here from 3 to 6 during the week, and that's my scheduling conflict.
I thought it was that you would have had to cut back by one scuba
right.
outing.
Yeah, there you go.
In order to attend FanFest. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to do something that you always have said that doesn't happen enough here. We've done the Defend Your Tweet segment for a couple years now, off and on. And apparently it's always Tyler, maybe a little bit of Mitch, never me. But I'm bringing something to the table here for you guys to get a shot to make me defend my tweet.
Twitter!
I don't know what Twitter is and have no desire to find out.
It's Defend Your Tweet.
You saw this, you responded to it, so I'll let you lead the discussion here if you want, or I can just go right into the explanation of what happened.
Well, it was not the best of weekends for one Mitch Fortner, as his Cowboys, they didn't finish the fight, is that the hashtag they were using, finish the fight?
Yeah.
Or finish this fight? They didn't finish this fight against the Packers and lost, and I see a tweet from John Kurtz pop up with, Mitch Fortner at WrestleMania 31 at Levi Stadium in San Francisco or near San Francisco somewhere.
Santa Clara.
And he's standing like in the kind of in the nosebleeds area, and his head has been replaced by the Crying Jordan head.
All right. So the Crying Jordan meme, if you're not familiar, you'd have to be a pretty frequent internet user, Twitter user. But if you're on there really at all, I mean, you see it all the time. Somehow, Michael Jordan crying at his Hall of Fame speech or whatever got turned into a meme. Everybody who loses now, any kind of big game, anything, will get their face photoshopped with the Crying Jordan face. And look, I think it's legitimately hilarious. It's one of the few things like that that hasn't really lost its humor to me, which is part of why it keeps going years after it started. So it's what the cool kids are doing, man, Crying Jordaning people. Mitch is a Cowboys fan, despite the fact that he was raised around Clay Center, Kansas. He is a Cowboys fan. And so with the Cowboys' heartbreaking loss, I thought it would only be appropriate to go ahead and Crying Jordan Mitch, which is very easy because I discovered that there is an app you can download for your phone that allows you to just upload a picture into it, press one button, bam, there's your Crying Jordan head. You can resize it. You can move it. It's very easy to do. So I thought that was the perfect way to accentuate a great weekend for Mitch. I also gave him permission to do it back to me if the Chiefs lost, which they then did in almost equally heartbreaking fashion.
But I didn't do it because the Chiefs bored me enough on Sunday night that I fell asleep.
Well, it's host-on-host crime.
You're
taking a shot at your own guy.
It is, and that's kind of why I brought this to the table here, is Crying Jordaning other hosts here on the show, guys from our own team. Is that taking it too far?
I'm okay with it.
Well, and I initially thought it was pretty funny at first because I was still a little bitter about what happened about Crosby. Jeez Louise.
Hey, Crosby's broken our hearts too circa 2003 when he was with Colorado.
2004,
sorry.
And actually, it cheered me up a little bit because you just ripped my my Twitter account profile.
It was just his
picture,
Twitter picture, yeah.
And put the crying Jordan meme on it. I wanted to do it back after the Chiefs blew it, but I mean, I look at it this way. I mean, at least my team doesn't have a terrible quarterback and they can win more than 12 games.
Yeah, there are some
games, whatever it was.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, they play.
You've got two quarterbacks that I would probably take over the Chiefs quarterback right now.
Hey, I'd love to play in the NFC East. Do you want to trade divisions?
Well, here's the deal. I am glad that everyone's okay, and I figured everyone was probably okay with crying Jordaning each other. My only worry with that was like slippery slope, like if it turns into just it happens all the time. But I don't think that it will. There are lines I don't think you should cross. Like, I would not be intentionally mean if I knew you were going to be like that beat up about a loss or something like that. But I figured it would make you laugh. I'm not going to just go out and do things that I think would be completely over the line. Another thing that comes up, because we're all using the same computers all the time, is a lot of times we'll be logged in. Like, someone will leave their account up, their Twitter account or Facebook sometimes. And I will, every now and then, especially like with Mitch's, I'll make a joke about The Miz or something, calling him the best wrestler of all time. It's now going to start to be Jack Gallagher, by the way, the next time I get a crack at it. But I'm never going to do anything. I'm never going to put a status that I know would be really over the line. Especially like for you, Tyler, like on Twitter. You got a million bazillion followers. I'm not going to go tweet something out there that, you know, is going to get you in hot water with all of them or anything like that. I know I feel like where the line is. And I, on my own guesstimation, figured that this was not crossing it. I think there are things. I think it's like the analyzing this is like analyzing the old saying, like, what's pornography? Well, I just know it when I see it.
Okay.
I know what crossing the line is here in situations like this are when I see them. I did not think that crying Jordaning Mitch was over the line.
No, I thought it was fair, and I would expect it to be reciprocated to you soon and probably to me as well. The best crying Jordan that I saw from the Cowboys-Packers game, by the way, don't know if you guys saw this. Mitch, you probably abandoned the internet after that game, but it was from you remember around Christmas when Ezekiel Elliott scored a touchdown and then jumped into the giant Salvation Army pot? Well, it was the crying Jordan face, but it wasn't on Elliott. It was the entire pot had been turned into Jordan's head. That was pretty good.
I did see that, and it was awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed that, as I do pretty much every single crying Jordan that is out there. Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. Cole Manbeck is on the show at 5:10. But when we return, a perfect match came together long-term yesterday. You're listening to The Game.